KUUT Online Live Gospel Radio. Mr. Ed stepping in. It is live, y'all. We're coming to you with a live version of Soul Food today. We're going to give you a special soul food, something that we in this world need. You know, it is said all the times by everybody, and especially the churches. The pastors got this bad, the WCL, World Church Leaders. And you know how people say, I'm not perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. And the pastors have that bad saying. Well, today's topic, soul food, and it's going to make a lot of y'all mad. And I really don't care. My assignment is definitely to share this untranslated, untaught truth with you. So for the next several minutes, we're going to talk about, I am perfect. That's right, you heard me say it. I am perfect, people. And I got the scriptures right here to prove it. But not only am I perfect, you perfect, she's perfect, your sister's perfect, your mama's perfect, your mother's perfect, your mommy's perfect, your mom's perfect, your dad, your daddy, your grandma, your papi, you know. Everybody is perfect, but here's the problem, people. Understand this very well. You're not perfect because you said, I ain't perfect. The scripture tells us in the book of Neshle, you call that proverb, a man's stomach shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth. So we're going to get into today's topic on soul food, food for your soul this day that will marinate within your spirit so you can change the way you think. It'll change the way you speak. Let's kick it off with scriptures. I'm going to give you about five scriptures. You know, the scripture says out of the two, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, that every word be established. I'm going to give you about, let me say, one, two, three. I'm going to give you four scriptures. I can only just give you one scripture. When Father Yahweh says, that's it. Let's go to the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, you call that book Matthew. That is not the name of that book. The real name of that book is called Matthew. And in chapter, I want to say 5, verse 48 in the book of Matthew, let's go to verse 48, and it says, therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. If that's the case, then why are these pastors and why are people saying, I ain't perfect? You ain't perfect. Well, Father Yahweh just said right here, therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. That's verse 48 in the book of Matthew, you call Matthew. Why does he give us those names? Because those names are the correct names of each book. If Father Yahweh did not want you to know the real names of those books, he would never have the holy man that was inspired by his Holy Spirit to write those names. And when they translated the names, it should have still said Matthew. Okay, and so that's the first scripture in dealing with today's topic. I am perfect, so when you ask me, I'm perfect. But I'm going to give you scriptures that's going to back me up. I have word here from the Hebrew translation of the Holy Torah, even your regular Bible, and that's not the name of your book. You heard one of the other teachings on here, that Torah, the correct word for Torah, the definition of it. And so I'm going to give you several more other scriptures to confirm today. We aren't perfect. Stop saying, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. The reason why you're not perfect, because you said you're not perfect. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. A man's stomach shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth. You have what you say. My mother said something to me one day, a couple of months ago. She said, well, you know, baby, you're not perfect. We're not perfect. I said, mama, yes, I am. I know I offended my mama. And you're going to offend people too, but I got the scriptures that back me up. You know, okay, so let's go to the book of Shamuel, chapter 53, verse 33. Shamuel, you're like, what the heck is Shamuel? Well, Shamuel is the book you call Samuel. And it's not Samuel 1, it's Samuel 2. There are actually 55 books in the book of Shamuel. And so chapter 53 in Shamuel. Oh, this is so awesome to be able to share this with the people. How he made the people. So chapter 53, verse 33, it says, if I'm reading this correctly, yeah, it says, yeah, is my strong fortress. And he guides the perfect in his way. Wait a minute. The scripture just said, and this is English, he guides the perfect in his way. Well, let me go back just a couple of minutes. Did I not just read where he said, therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So people, you're perfect. Listeners, I made, which means people, we are perfect. So start saying I'm perfect. Well, how do we be perfect, Mr. Ed? I'm glad you thought it. I'm glad you asked. Change the way you think. It'll change the way you speak. Okay, I'll say it again. Change the way you think. It'll change the way you speak. Start saying I'm imperfect. I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures to show you how to be perfect. In other words, do what you say you're going to do. Be there on time. Give what you say you're going to give. Honor your word. It's just that simple. And so I'm going to go with a couple more scriptures here. Our soul foods are never long. I want to turn to the book of Tehillim. That's the middle of the book that you call the Bible. And as I said, that's not the proper name of that book. The proper name of that book is Tehillim. And we're going to go to chapter 37. And I want to go to verse number 18. Tehillim 37, verse number 18. And I have it right here. I want to flip the pages so you can hear the pages. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Okay, so I'm in chapter 37, verse 18. And we're talking about on today's Soul Food on KUUT, I am perfect. So if you ever meet me, ask me, Mr. Ed, are you perfect? I'd be like, yes, I am. I am perfect. Because the scripture tells me to be perfect because my Father is perfect. Father, your whole area intends for us to be perfect. He had not intended for you to be perfect. He would not have made you in his image. I'll say that again. Father, your whole area intended for all his creation. He made us perfect. If he didn't want us to be perfect, he would have never made us in his image. So we're to be perfect, for he is perfect. And being perfect is simply being a man or woman of your word, being an expert at what you do. In the book of Tehillim, you call that psalm, that's not the name of that book, in chapter 37, verse 18, it just simply reads, Yehovah knows the day of the perfect, and their inheritance shall be forever. Well, wait a minute, he knows the day of the perfect? People, Father Yehovah, yeah, did not make any flaws. Ma'am, sir, children, man, woman, boy, girl, or child, all the listeners to this radio station, whoever's listening to this broadcast, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means you're perfect. You're etched in the palm of his hand. That means you're perfect. He said, I know the plans and thoughts I think towards you. That means you're perfect. He says, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. That means you are perfect. And I just gave you 1, 2, 3 scriptures alone that talks about be perfect for your Father, your whole head, yeah, it's perfect. He guides the perfect in his way. You're perfect. Walk like it, act like it, talk like it. The reason why you're having the problems you're having, because you're speaking death. You're speaking a curse to keep a curse upon your life. That's why you having problems. I don't care who you are. I'll tell it to my mama. And I really have. Not in that sense. Of course, in a, you know, mother and son, you know, conversation, but in a diplomatic, spiritual way. I didn't say religious way. I said spiritual. For we are spiritual people because Father Yehovah is spiritual. As we wind it down on Soul Food today, I'm going to give you another scripture. I want to jump to the book of Bereshit. That's the very first book in the Torah, which you call the Bible. And that's not the name of that book. I'm going to let you figure that out. Bereshit. I want to go to chapter 17. I know you can figure that out. And at the same time, too, that we do the Soul Food, listeners, we're teaching you Hebrew along the way. That's what KUUT does. And we have a program on here called You Learn, You Earn. So if you listen to the broadcast, whenever we come on and say, hey, caller number 1, caller number 22, whatever number we want to give, call us up and answer, and we'll say, answer the question. And if you answer the question, we'll bless you. We're the only station that does that. But you're learning Hebrew along the way because all the scriptures were written in Hebrew from Genesis to Revelation. And if he did not intend for us to know it, he would have never put it there by the holy men who wrote the word, inspired by the Holy Spirit. So all the tares that are in the scriptures, man put it there. Okay, and as we give you the last scripture, I'm going to go to the book of Bereshit, chapter 17, verse 1. Thank you for joining us on Soul Food Live today on KUUT. Okay, let's go to the book of Tehillim. And I had you right here. Okay, there you go. Tehillim. Did I say Tehillim? Bereshit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Here it is right here. Okay, people, y'all ready for this here? This is the last scripture I'm going to give you on today's topic in Soul Food. I am perfect. So please start saying you are perfect. And then walk in it. Do it. If you tell your husband, baby, I'm going to cook your dinner and it'll be ready at 5, it should be on the table. Not putting it on the table, it should be on the table at 5. If you tell your wife, baby, I'm going to pick you up from work at 6, be there at 5:55. Not 6:01. That's not perfect. Okay, chapter 17, verse 1 in the book of Bereshit. That's the very first book of the Torah. Okay, I'll help y'all out. What you call Genesis. That's not the real name of that book. Chapter 17, verse number 1. Last scripture on today's soul food. It just simply says, when Abraham was 90 years old, wow, he says, Yahweh appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Eliyahu. Walk in my ways and be blameless. That word is supposed to be perfect, but blameless is perfect. I'll say it again. He told Abraham, our forefather, who was an Evrei. Evrei means Hebrew. Remember all these Hebrew words, people, because you're going to be that caller that's going to call the station and be the blessed caller to win. Evrei means Hebrew. Abraham was our forefather. In the book of Galatians, I think it's chapter 3, he says, if you receive Yeshua as your Savior, then you are an heir to Abraham. Abraham was an Evrei. And Evrei means Hebrew. You are an heir. You're a peculiar people, a holy nation, his chosen generation. We're supposed to stand out, people. Yeah, we are perfect. Who do you think you are? I'm a father. I'm a father, too. Well, I could be a father. At least I want to be somebody, baby daddy. Okay, listen. I am a child of our heavenly father, Yahweh. I have his spirit of Yahweh in me. So I'm perfect, and I do walk as a perfect man. Do we have flaws? Yes, we have flaws, so don't get it twisted. But to the best of your ability, as you allow the Holy Spirit, who is your helper, to guide you, you will avoid as many flaws as possible because the Holy Spirit will speak to you. When Abraham was 90 years old, and Yahweh appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am a Yah, walk in my ways and be blameless. Well, let me go back to the very first scripture that I shared with you in the book of Matthew. Did he not say, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect? And so that's today's topic, my sisters and my brother. I'll share this with you. Change the way you think, it'll change the way you speak. KUUT, Unconventional Gospel Radio.